USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Talking at the White House, President Trump says enough is enough regarding China.
You know, we've been hurt by China for 25, 30 years. Nobody's done anything about it. And we have no choice but to do what we're doing. It's working out very well, as you know.
The president did express optimism when asked about if a deal would be reached with China soon. Former Vice President Joe Biden hits the campaign trail in Iowa on Friday. Biden, speaking at the Boone County Fairgrounds, is accusing the president without proof of giving safe harbor to hate.
He gave license and safe harbor to hate, to white supremacists and the KKK. Those words stunned the nation and shocked the world.
The president has condemned each of the groups Biden mentioned a number of times. And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street for the week. The Dow lost 90 points to close at 26,287. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for two MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
A manhunt continues for an escaped prisoner in Tennessee. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A reward's going up for information leading to the capture of an inmate believed to have killed a Tennessee State employee. The reward for West Tennessee State Penitentiary escapee Curtis Ray Watson, now at nearly $53,000. Watson broke out Wednesday, is suspected of killing an administrator at a home near the prison.
Mississippi is dealing with the fallout from one of the largest ICE roundups ever, after almost 700 illegal aliens were detained for being in the country illegally. Acting Director of Citizenship and Immigration Services Ken Cuccinelli tells Fox News that businesses should be hiring American citizens.
They literally were using hundreds of illegals to do their work, to beat other people in their business. So they were cheating here, and they are being held accountable now thanks to ICE.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The sole flight attendant on a flight operated by United Airlines out of Chicago O'Hare International Airport to South Bend, Indiana, was intoxicated. This passenger tells ABC News.
It was clear that she was inebriated in some capacity. She had no coordination, no balance, was incomprehensible over the microphone. One of the other passengers did get up at a certain point and help her sit down in her jump seat and actually buckle her in as if she was like a helpless child.
Police have charged 49-year-old Julianne March with public intoxication after the incident. The passenger also says,
what I saw on the flight that day was a very concerning and confusing scene.
Sarah Nelson is the president of the Flight Attendants Association of America, and she says,
it's unacceptable for anyone to have a distraction when they're performing safety-sensitive work or to be impaired in performing that safety-sensitive work.
March does admit to having a few drinks before the flight, although her blood alcohol content was 0.204, which is five times the legal limit for flight attendants. And finally, today, America's most popular forest ranger is celebrating his 75th birthday.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's right, Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service's symbol of fire protection, turned 75 on Friday. Smokey is the longest-running public service ad campaign, first appearing on a poster back on August 9th of 1944. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com and on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.